seaside town. It looked the same as ever, slightly jaded at the heel pointing down. One of those days when you think you're glad to be alive. So I started up the sleepy car and pulled out of the drive. The usual gin palaces moored along the estuary that have never left the harbor and journeyed out to sea. Change, not the merest hint how events could serve to rearrange. Being a creature of habit, set to my own routine, set in my own small ways to my own particular scene. I'm living on my island. You know there's more to a person than ever there would seem. Firmly in place, hiding what the smile really means. Never just a woman riding a horse down the street in high heel shoes. And you should really think twice before ever trusting her views. And ensure you're careful when you're crossing the road. And in case of accidents, have you got clean underclothes? an interesting woman, keen on varied creative portraiture. She could take you to uncharted territory you never dreamed you could be aware of. Things from another time and place, Cynthia just took good care of. Seaside Victorian Pier, she was obviously in every needle her, bending my ear. And so she duly related how her husband had been so unkind, and how he drowned, and only his shoes did they ever find. And how she'd then fallen on such very hard and brutal times, and had been reduced to a life of petty, unserious crime. But one thing's for certain, Cynthia could still raise a smile. Her generosity knew no bounds, and I hadn't done that in a while.
Living on my island,
living on my island.
This island is my island.
This island is my life. Eventually, Cynthia bid goodbye once more, went along her way, and tranquility descended more upon my islandy. The sky was blue, the sea was still very bright and shiny. I could not be happier on my island home, surrounded by the briny. I'm living on my island,
living on my island.
This island is my island, this island is my island.
Happy on my bike.